This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, January 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. New school pesticide bill. Regenerative Ag work group named. And USDA eyes fertilizer and renewable energy. New bill on pesticides near schools. After failing to bar pesticide spraying along roadways last year, Assemblymember Damon Connolly of San Rafael is shifting gears. Farms near schools would face increased reporting rules and enforcement standards under a new bill in the legislature. The Department of Pesticide Regulation already enforces additional restrictions for growers within a quarter mile of schools. Connolly, however, regards those as too lenient. He wants county ag commissioners to lick notices of intent before applications, in a way similar to DPR's proposed pesticide alert system. His bill, AB 1864, would also require growers to report specific times and methods for applications and task DPR with evaluating each commissioner's effectiveness in enforcing the regulation. Connolly is framing the issue as an environmental justice problem that can lead to childhood brain cancer in communities of color. Strengthening the enforcement of pesticide regulations in school zones is critical to student health, particularly our rural school districts, he said. On that note, Connolly last week took home the Environmental Champion Award presented by the advocacy groups Audubon, California and Clean Water Action. They recognized the assembly member for his strong and consistent environmental work and steadfast partnerships in protecting California's small drinking water systems and managed wetlands through AB 828, a bill that stalled last year and is coming up for a crucial vote. CDFA names Regenerative Ag Working Group. CDFA has launched a work group to craft a definition of regenerative ag to inform state policies. The 13-member group will advise the State Board of Food and Ag in its ongoing effort to advise CDFA. Alongside farmers and ranchers in the group will be researchers from the National Resources Defense Council, Regenerative Organic Alliance, Chico State University Center for Regenerative Agriculture. The work group will hold its first meeting on January 31st and plans to draft a recommendation in June. CDFA is continuing to host listening sessions through May. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Vilsack announces domestic fertilizer, renewable energy investments. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack used his speech at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention to roll out more than $200 million in loans and grants through programs meant to bolster American production of fertilizer and renewable energy. The investments made through the Rural Energy for America program and the Fertilizer Production Expansion Program will reach more than 680 projects in 42 states, including $157 million through REAP, which funds renewable energy projects, and $50 million through FPEP, which is aimed at building new domestic fertilizer production capacity. In his remarks, Vilsack said the funding was part of his oft-stated desire to diversify income streams for producers and find ways to support more small and medium-sized farmers. We can't afford to continue to lose farms and farmland. We have to figure out a better way, a different way, a more exciting way, a more challenging way, he said. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. PFAS, pesticide regs among NASDA policy priorities. Issues surrounding PFAS chemical contamination are becoming a significant concern for state agriculture departments around the country. PFAS is one of five policy priorities announced yesterday by the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture. The other four include the Farm Bill, food safety, labor reform, and pesticide regulation. In a policy statement on the PFAS issue, NASDA says, quote, federal agencies should work with state departments of agriculture to keep agricultural operations productive and economically viable by offering financial support and providing access to federal programs, either currently existing or to be created in response to this emerging risk. Now take note, when it comes to pesticide regulation, NASDA is concerned in part about EPA's ongoing work to protect endangered species from pesticide usage. NASDA says it, quote, implores the EPA to develop an ESA-compliant strategy to ensure that growers can comply with EPA's final work plan and state-led agencies can adequately enforce these strategies. Lawmakers aim for new rural workforce training options with proposed legislation. House members Nick Langworthy of New York and Jill Takuda of Hawaii have introduced a bill aimed at using funds from a Farm Bill grant program to support career training programs in rural areas. The Access to Rural Employment and Education for Resilience and Success Act would use funds from the Rural Innovation Stronger Economy grant program for programs intended to bolster the rural workforce. The maximum amount that could be offered through a competitive grant process would be $2 million, while the minimum would be $500,000. That according to a press release. Autonomous robot manufacturer wins annual Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge. Barn Owl Precision Agriculture yesterday took home the $50,000 prize in this year's Farm Bureau Ag Innovation Challenge for its work on an autonomous robot that helps farmers with planting, weed suppression, and soil sample collection. The company was chosen by a three-person panel made up of Oregon Farm Bureau President Angela Bailey, Western Ag Credit President and CEO David Brown, and George Goff, State Policy and Advocacy Lead for Bayer Crop Science. UtterWays, the creator of a device that improves sanitation and enhances milk flow as dairy cattle are milked, was selected as the runner-up, taking home a $20,000 prize. Here's today's He Said It. Come on, man. Take on Big Almond. That comedian Bill Maher cajoling Governor Newsom to cut water allocations to farmers. In the interview for HBO's Real Time, Newsom deflected his comment and highlighted instead a set of water supply goals his administration released in 2022. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, January 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.